well. So everything seems to be working fine. So do we want to get started?
Yeah, let's get started. Who wants to start?
Well, Sarah, I think you had the best idea of what the segments needed to be and how we needed to go, so I think you should be a good person to start.
Sarah, are you there?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Right. So it worked then?
Yes, it did work. It's recording well, and I mean, it's recording to the point where if you don't want to do the back-and-forth thing with your microphone, you don't need to, because it's pretty reliable. The only thing would be the 15 minutes, like I said, so we can basically go for 15 minutes, stop, take a minute break or whatnot, and just start again. It shouldn't be too much of a problem.
Yeah.
Sarah, if you don't want to get started, I have a topic of discussion that I was interested in talking about.
Yeah, you can go ahead.
Okay, in regards to the episode from last week, Swap Meet, I think the thing that bothered me the most about it was that scene with Dean and Gary in the bar where they're just sitting there, you know, eating, talking, and Dean says to Sam/Gary, are we actually drinking together? And the thing I think that bothered me the most about that scene was that it really showed just how distant Sam and Dean have become. Because, like, in the episodes before this, they've been in a situation where they're hunting and everything's really dangerous and they have to look out for each other. And, you know, obviously they love each other, so they want to keep each other safe. And they're professionals, so they have to, you know, try and keep each other safe. But this episode kind of showed us what their day-to-day lives must be like, you know, just hunting and being together. And it was just very sad, you know. It's a huge change from season 2, episode 21, you know, bring me some pie, when Dean sent Sam off to get him cheeseburgers right before Sam got abducted. And and it's just very sad to see that they're just, like, they just barely speak to each other, and they seem to be more like just two hunters who happen to work together and don't really like each other that much versus two brothers who love each other very, very much. And it's just a very sad change for me, and it's making me kind of not like the show, because I don't see that closeness there anymore, which, you know, I understand why it's not there. But it doesn't mean I don't like it any less. Or I like it. It doesn't mean I like it more.
Yeah, I agree too. I agree with that as well. When I saw the that episode, especially that scene, it made me wonder why it was. I mean, it was necessary in so much as we got a glimpse of them outside of the hunting and whatnot. But it's been, you know, how many episodes since, you know, they got back together? Probably like 10 or so. And
yeah, they got back together in episode 5 or 4. Yeah.
So it's kind of, to me, I'm kind of wondering, you know, when is this going to get over itself? You know, I mean, Kripke has said this season he would fix the issues, but it's taken long enough, and I'm kind of ready for them to be done with this nonsense.
Yeah, I mean, I guess Kripke's trying to make it seem realistic, and I think there's also leftover, you know, I've said it before, and I'll say it again, I don't know if we're ever going to get Dean back the way he was before, you know, before Hell, because I think that just really, I mean, consider the